While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Mike Schrega talked with Ann Tremorello about moving to Alaska as a teenager, her education, and her career as the registrar at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Here, Ann talks about her and others coming to Alaska for a fresh start.
So what was your impressions of the campus then?
When I enrolled at the university, they didn't have quite 400 students. We came up on the train from Anchorage, and we met other new people who were in, interestingly enough, the same situation we were in. Their folks had moved to Alaska and drug them up, screaming and hollering, and we all got on the train together and bonded immediately. I had no reference point for on a university, so I thought it was really very interesting. The faculty in those days probably was pretty close to being spectacular. We had some amazing people who had come here for who knows what reasons and were teaching here, and they were wonderful.
Give me an example of one or two of them.
Well, we had Dr. Minnie Wells, who was just so proper and so well-educated, and she taught the humanities and Shakespeare and everything, and she was just absolutely wonderful. And who knows why she came to Alaska. That was something I never would have thought to ask her. And sometimes you don't want to ask people in those situations in those days why they came. There was another marvelous professor in political science, and I found out later he was gay, which was very frowned on in those days, and I'm sure that's why he was here. He was getting away so he could go come and hide. But he was wonderful. He was so well educated, and every professor I had at that time were marvelous. They just amazed me.
So often people think of Alaska as this blank sheet of paper. It's still a frontier now. But
yes.
Back then,
Even more so. Even more so. And a place to escape, you know, to get hidden and make your own life, make your own friends, make your own family, as you and I know. And it was very, very interesting. Amazing people. Amazing.
So you can reinvent yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And no one is judging you on what you should and should not be doing at this particular stage in your life. You can do pretty much whatever you wanted, you know, that was lawful. But and actually, I think people appreciated it when somebody was a little quirky. So it was great. It was a very, very interesting time to be here.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.